Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. I'm Alexander Caden, along with Brooklyn Alexander. We're going to tell you the real news. We're just going to tell it to you a little bit differently. Here we go. Talking HBCUs on The Breakfast Club, when asked about it, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona had to admit that he had no clue about Howard University's housing crisis.
What?
How you gonna be head of education and don't know what's going on in a school just 2 miles south of your office? The Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine, making them what officials believe are the first service members to be removed for disobeying the mandate to get the shots. Air Force ain't playing around. The city of Chicago is close to a settlement with Anjanette Young, the victim of a wrongful police raid that left her naked, handcuffed, embarrassed, mad, and a whole bunch of other words that I really can't think of right now. The Finance Committee of Chicago City Council approved a $2.9 million settlement for Young. $2.9 million? Couldn't they just round it off to $3 million? The decision goes to the full City Council's agenda for final approval, which they will give.
Okay.
One person is dead and 14 are injured, 3 critically, after a shooting in Baytown, Texas, outside of Houston. The gunman opened fire on a crowd participating in a Celebration of Life event. The New York Times is reporting that Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was compiling a list of officials and businessmen linked to the drug trade before he was assassinated in July. He had planned to give the names to the U.S. government.
Oh, hell no.
Moïse was murdered in a late-night raid on his home by a group of armed men that included former Colombian soldiers. Haitian authorities have arrested 45 people but have not yet charged anyone with the crime. A black former Boston, Massachusetts teacher was awarded $1.7 million for retaliation by the school administration. Charles Sherman Neal began documenting his treatment at the school and, despite positive work reviews, was pushed out of his position for raising discrimination concerns. While the jury did not find that Boston Public Schools discriminated against him, it did find school officials retaliated against Neal for addressing concerns of workplace discrimination. And speaking of Boston, a Boston University student newspaper editorial board is calling for the outright abolishment of the campus police department because of its egregious history and presence of violence and racism. Brooklyn Alexander is up next.
Honda is recalling over 700,000 SUVs and pickups because of problems with the hood latch, which can cause the hood to open while you're driving. Four makes and models included in the recall. Call Honda Customer Service at 888-234-2138 or visit nhtsa.gov/recalls. A tenured professor at Barnard College did not receive punishment for using the N-word in class while quoting a scene from the movie 8 Mile during a class lecture. The university determined that the professor's actions were not discriminatory harassment. A black man in Florida is suing his employer, Encore Group, after after the company's California branch offered him a promotion and a position at the California office if he cut his locks. The company now says the situation is a miscommunication.
The FBI is offering $10,000 for new leads in the death of Jelani Day. That's on top of the $25,000 reward offered by his mother. Day was last seen on the campus of Illinois State University on August 24th of 2021. It's been more than 100 days since his body was found near the Illinois River. They're calling his death suicide by drowning, but the family and friends aren't going for that one. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is leading a federal lawsuit against the Department of Children and Family Services in Illinois after an 8-year-old was beaten to death.
Wait.
The lawsuit is against the agency, 6 of its employees, and the state, and alleges that the constitutional rights of Rika Roundtree were violated because the agency failed to stop the abuse the child faced. Rika died from injuries she received from being beaten by her father's girlfriend.
Wait. Oh, hell no.
Derek Chauvin, who was convicted in state court for murdering George Floyd, is expected to change his plea to guilty in federal court. Well, I guess so, seeing he was found guilty in state court. On the federal level, Chauvin and 3 other officers involved are accused of violating Floyd's constitutional rights. All 4 were charged with neglecting to provide Floyd with medical assistance after Chauvin took away Floyd's right to be free from unreasonable seizure. New York State Attorney General Letitia James has ended her bid to become the first black woman governor in the country. The move puts Donald Trump and the Trump Organization on heightened notice that she's apparently renewed her interest in the former president and his dealings in the state of New York. The federal financial aid program has officially reinstated HBCU Morris Brown College in Atlanta after nearly 20 years. The U.S. Department of Education reinstated the college's participation in the federal program after receiving its accreditation candidacy from the Transnational Association of Christian College and Schools. During a town hall meeting, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson suggested gargling mouthwash as a viable treatment for COVID-19. Yeah, he said that.
By the way, mouthwash has been proven to kill the coronavirus.
See? Told you. Despite the Justice Department's decision to stop its investigation into the murder of Emmett Till, which occurred 66 years ago, officials say they're still looking into at least 20 additional civil rights cold cases, such as the police deaths of 13 black men in 3 states in the South generations earlier. Darrell Horwood of North Carolina was pronounced a free man last year after federal judges determined he was sentenced for offenses he didn't commit. The black man's conviction was vacated several years ago, and now he's receiving a lump sum of $6 million in damages. Now see, that's a nice round figure, $6 million, not like that 2.9 mess they did in Chicago. And where did they come up with 0.9 anyway? I know what Jussie Smollett said happened to him in Chicago didn't happen to him in Chicago. In fact, it didn't happen to him at all. What I don't know is why would he get on the witness stand and tell the jury that he made out with somebody in a bathhouse? I mean, why are you even on the stand in the first place? Why would you believe that the jury would believe your side of the story? You ain't that good of an actor. An autopsy on former NFL player Philip Adams revealed that he suffered from CTE, a severe form of a brain disease, when he killed six people and died by suicide in April. We get more from ABC News.
In the shocking mass murder, Philip Adams killed Dr. Robert Leslie, a well-known local physician, killed the doctor's wife, two of their grandchildren, and two workers outside their South Carolina home. Dr. Ann McKee, who examined Adams' brain, is blaming CTE, a degenerative brain disease, saying that this case was unusually severe, stage two, where the patient is often aggressive, explosive, or paranoid. She says his brain looked a lot like the brain of Aaron Hernandez, the former NFL tight end who was convicted of murder and died by suicide in prison. At the time of the killings, Adams' father told WCNC in Charlotte that he blamed his son's football career.
I think the football messed him up.
CTE is found in people with a history of head trauma and can only be officially diagnosed when a person is dead.
Brandy Davis, the black principal of the Akron, Ohio, I Promise School, has resigned in the wake of an investigation into allegations that she slapped a child in the face.
Holy smokes!
Flavor Flav's misfortune popped up yet again and almost took him out for good after he encountered a near-death experience when a massive boulder struck his car. Flav was embarking on a road trip from Las Vegas to Los Angeles when the crash occurred. While making a pass through Latuna Canyon, rain caused a boulder to fall from a cliff and smash right into the right side of the vehicle Flav was in. TMZ quoted him as saying that he came very close to death, but is super grateful to be alive, and also confirming his faith in a higher power by simply adding, "God is good." Yes, he is, Flav. Yes, he is. You've been listening to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude, with Brooklyn Alexander and yours truly, Alexander Caden. UINWA is produced for the Urban Internet News Network. Okay, Serenity, come on in, baby, and tell them who produces UINWA.
Papa.
That's right, your papa.
Papa.